Neil Flambe and the Marco Polo Murders. Written, illustrated, and read by me, Kevin Sylvester. Neil Flambe and the Marco Polo Murders is published in book form by Key Porter. E-audio published and produced by RMW Kids. Prologue. Venice, 1324. Marco Polo lay on his deathbed, smiling weakly at the loved ones who had gathered by his side. He tried to open his mouth to speak, but even that simple effort exhausted him. He lay still, wishing he had the energy to tell them that he was ready to go. He had lived a good life, a long life, a wealthy life. Marco had been the greatest explorer of his time, or any time before that. When he was barely a teenager, he'd traveled from his birthplace in Venice all the way to China. His uncle and father had asked him to join them on their search for more lucrative trading partners. Some had said he was too young to go on such an adventure, but he'd ignored them. He wanted to see what lay outside the canals and counting houses of Venice. It had been the greatest decision of his life. The Polos had found gold and jewels and plenty of them, but Marco had discovered much more than that. He had seen that the world was an enormous and fascinating place. Marco coughed. The priest, mistaking it for a death rattle, leaned over him expectantly. Marco smiled back faintly. He shook his head. "Not yet," he mouthed silently. The priest stood back up, bumping the bedside table and nearly toppling an ornate globe perched on a pile of well-worn books. The room was filled with such reminders of Marco's explorations. Strange maps and exotic works of art hung from the walls. Hundreds of books in dozens of languages lay scattered on every available surface.